Sierra Lillian, KETSIA AURELIEN. I'm a nurse practitioner. This is for patient Elizabeth Trevino, ELIZABETHTREVINO, number 1, chronic kidney disease, stage 3A. This CKD is likely related to diabetic nephropathy and nephrosclerosis associated with hypertension, hyperlipidemia, and obesity. Recent labs reveal stable kidney functions with BUN of 28 from 30, creatinine of 1.17 from 1.13, and GFR of 51 from 50. There is non-significant proteinuria with urinary protein to creatinine ratio of 292 milligrams. She does have evidence of bacteriuria with E. coli, and which has been chronic over the past few visits. She was recently treated with Cipro, however, it has been ineffective. And during the prior visit, she was given Levaquin, but discontinued it because of side effects such as diarrhea. Period. She was given Bactrim by her PCP, but due to the nephrotoxic capabilities of Bactrim, was advised to discontinue it. Period. We will refer her to urologist Dr. Arciola, ARCIOLA, for further evaluation of the chronic UTIs, which is possibly related to chronic cystitis, period. The patient says she hasn't seen a gynecologist in many, many years, period. She is advised to follow up with one as well, period. Number 2, iron deficiency anemia, which is symptomatic. The patient reports fatigue and weakness. Her HNH has decreased from 10.3 and 33% to 9.3 and 30%, and her iron saturation has also decreased from 18% to 13%. Period. She states she had stopped taking the iron supplements twice a day as advised and has only been taking it once a day. Period. We will send a referral to the Florida Cancer Center for further evaluation and treatment with IV iron. Period. Number 3. Hyperlipidemia. With unremarkable lipid panel, continue with current regimen. The next number, urinary tract infection. As previously stated, the patient was referred to Dr. Arciola for symptomatic chronic bacteriuria, period. Next number, type 2 diabetes mellitus, which has been stable with hemoglobin A1C of 6.9% from 7.2%, period. Continue with the current regimen. The next line, arterial hypertension, with elevated blood pressure of 164 over 72 today, period. The patient states this is related to her anxiety. She states she does not monitor her blood pressure at home, but she was advised to do so at least 3 times a week so we could monitor the trends of her blood pressure at home, period. Next line, obesity. She weighs 163 pounds today and has lost 4 pounds since the last visit. We encourage her to continue losing weight with a plant-based diet and increased physical activity. For the anemia, she reports stable bowel movements and states she had a colonoscopy recently, a few years ago, which was negative for any suspicious findings, period. We will reevaluate this case in 4 months with laboratory workup and